This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in central Mexico said Tuesday severe flooding hit a hospital and led to the deaths of 17 people, mostly COVID-19 patients, after torrential rains caused a river to burst its banks. The Mexican government says more than 40 other patients in the public hospital were evacuated by emergency service workers, and an initial assessment showed about 2,000 houses had flood damage. Local media reports the deaths occurred when flooding caused by days of rain knocked out electricity at the hospital. Pictures on social media shows desperate nurses pushing beds out of the hospital to try to bring patients to safety. Some nurses were up to their knees in water. Video footage also showed how patients, some of them intubated, were moved out onto speedboats. U.S. President Joe Biden declared climate change, quote, everybody's crisis on Tuesday after touring neighborhoods severely damaged by the remnants of Hurricane Ida, and said it's time for America to get serious about the danger or face even worse loss of life and property. Biden spoke after walking streets in New Jersey and then Queens in New York City, meeting people whose homes were devastated by flooding when the leftovers of the historic storm barreled through. Record amounts of rain were dumped onto already saturated ground, and Ida was blamed for more than a dozen deaths in the U.S.'s biggest city. The president said scientists, economists, and others have warned about climate change for many years, and the situation has now reached so-called code red proportions. At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states as record rainfall last week overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said it was concerned about members of a Taliban government named Tuesday, but said it would judge it by its actions, including letting Afghans live freely. The U.S.'s top diplomat, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, is holding talks on Afghanistan and Qatar. A State Department spokesman said, quote, we note the announced list of names consists exclusively of individuals who are members of the Taliban or their close associates and no women. We are also concerned by the affiliations and track records of some of the individuals. The State Department also renewed its call on the Taliban to offer safe passage to U.S. citizens as well as Afghans looking to leave. Blinken earlier Tuesday in Doha said that the Taliban were cooperating so long as travelers had travel documents, amid charges from U.S. Republican lawmakers and activists that charter planes were stuck. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro doubled down on his attacks on the country's electronic voting system Tuesday, telling a massive Independence Day rally he refuses to take part in an election, quote, farce in 2022. Bolsonaro currently trails in the polls for Brazil's October 2022 elections, in which he is expected to face a leftist ex-president, fighting the lowest approval ratings of his presidency, a struggling economy, and a series of institutions he insists are stacked against him. Bolsonaro convened rallies in cities across Brazil Tuesday in a bid to fire up his supporters. He has repeatedly attacked Brazil's voting system in a move that has drawn comparisons with former U.S. President Donald Trump, his political role model. The 66-year-old former army captain claims without evidence that Brazil's electronic voting system is plagued by fraud and wants a paper copy of each ballot printed to enable an audit. El Salvador's historic adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender on Tuesday faced problems, an angry protest by mistrustful citizens, technological glitches, and a dip in the cryptocurrency's value. The bold experiment got off to a bumpy start when shortly after midnight, the Salvadorian president complained the government-backed Bitcoin app was not available on various internet platforms, including Apple and Huawei. But when the app proved unable to cope with user registrations anyways, the government unplugged it in order to connect to more servers and increase capacity. Opinion polls show Salvadorians are skeptical about using Bitcoin, fearing its volatility and unsure of how it will work. More than 1,000 people held a protest in San Salvador on Tuesday against the adoption of Bitcoin, burning a tire and setting off fireworks in front of the Supreme Court. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.